the book Hebrews, part 273. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. So to require any of the books which I have written, maybe Israel's Rapture, which was my doctoral degree, which is relevant for the time that we are living in right now. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, South Africa is plus 27, the code, and then my phone number is 0722-367-124. That's my WhatsApp number. Or you can just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel and able to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Make sure you at least have a 611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 11. Now, unfortunately, I'm just going to read the scripture again. If we're not finished, we're not finished. It's no use running through things just because we just want to advance. No, we need to take from every scripture as much as possible to advance ourselves in the Ruach HaKodesh. Corinthians 13 verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Then yesterday morning we spoke, from now we see through a dark glass darkly, but then face to face, but now in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Yesterday morning I spoke about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible on page 5. Dr. Joseph, in the Bible of Dr. Joseph Brian Rottenham, which he wrote in 1860. Then I said that also Dr. Joseph Thomas, Trellis and Birkin, they were all Bible together. They were all Bible, they were friends, personal friends. And then Joseph Thomas, I said that we saw his name on page 5 right on the top. Now what I did, I brought his volume. He's done 2 of these volumes. Now it's not even of any use that I am going to try and open it. I'm just going to do it this way just to show it to you. What I will do is that you can contact me if you want to, and I will send you the photos that I've taken for somebody else, and then I will give it to you and you can read it for yourself. Now here we're on page, where are we? Page 23. On page 22, on the bottom part here, we have the 10 letter alphabet, the first part of the 22 letter alphabet. This exactly, if you see that, if I take a photo of that, which I will do, it's exactly the same photo that's in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. That's the first 10 letters. And there's the other 12 letters here, which is together 22 Hebrew ancient letters. But this thing is the ones that makes that you need to conclude the names of the ancient Hebrew sacred names as Yahweh, Yahushua, Ruach HaKodesh, Elohim, Shem. Everything's here. And that's why when Thais told me there was only 10 letters in the alphabet, it wasn't until I could lay my hands on this volume. I haven't got the second one. I trust that we will obtain it later on. But there's enough information. This volume and obtained all the different world alphabets. This is in the time around about 1860. Before that, 1820, 1840, because Joseph Brandt Rotterdam published the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rotterdam Bible, in 1860, and then he already had the information. I just want to show it to you. And that's what it looks like on the back. I don't think there's money that can pay for this volume. And if I must use the language, the tongue of which will normally be used, by luck, one of my students stumbled upon, no, there's no luck. With Yahushua, there's no luck. Destiny. When he was going into a store to look for something, and there he saw this volume. And immediately he took photos and he phoned me. He says, "Prof, here's the photos. Just see if it's worth anything." He's paid a lot of dollars for it, but it was given to me as a gift. And money can't buy this volume. It's the first volume of Joseph Thomas. Now, if you take that and you will make it, it's very small. It's about a Romans 10 size letter. If you make that a Romans 12, that volume will basically become double as thick as it is. A lifetimes of research and work. And it always bothers me, why would Joseph Thomas' name, Dr. Joseph Thomas' name, with all his qualifications, and once you get these photos, you will see it, it's like a photo print of everything. Why will it be in the Restoration Bible? And nobody could ever tell me why. Because when Thijs died, just shortly after that, we received his Restoration Bible of the original Sacred Name Bible. And I just want to say, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible is not the 1902 Emphasis Bible. The Emphasis Bible is a corrupted Bible. That was translated from the Westcarton-Nord-Nestle-Aland text. The five codexes, which I already a couple of times has mentioned to you. So what do we see? We have the privilege here of having this confirmation volume in the way that Yahweh has provided in order for us, to be so sure, so very, very sure, undoubtedly about the truth of the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. It's just wonderful in my life how Yahweh have provided for different books to just fall into my hands at certain times that it was necessary. I've got Bibles that's as old as the mountains, and they just came my way. Every time that I need, when I was busy with my master's degree, my doctoral degree, every time I needed information, because I didn't use the internet information, all my qualifications and my research and everything comes from books this size. That's why to my library I can't even put a price on my books. But it's a gift from Yahweh. He's provided every time whatever I needed. Not knowing, you must understand, when I was doing my degrees, my master and my doctoral degree, I never knew that I was going to come to the revelation names of Yahweh our Elohim. I never even grasped it. And today, this scripture is coming to fulfillment when it says, "For now we see through a glass dark." Did you understand this? But when I went then face to face, as in a mirror, now I know in part, even after having all this information, because we haven't obtained the original manuscript of Dr. Joseph Brian Rotsenon. If I could lay my hands on that, If anybody who's listening or looking at this video has a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, which is older than 1976, I'm talking about 1960, 1950, anything, I wonder if you will make contact with me on this above. I'm looking for a photo of the front page, the inside, where the year when it was published was done. When I had my bookshop, I know we are just relaying here. When I had my bookshop, which I had for 7.5 years, one day a man just walked in from the Lowveld in South Africa, and we were talking about the Revelation names. And then he told me he has a Bible that's a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, 1924. And I didn't think, instead of just taking a... Alright, let me just explain. Which I thought it was just talk. And then about a year and a half later, 2 years later, he walked into my shop with a carrier. And in the carrier he had the 1924 Restoration Bible. When I opened it, there were the original Bible as I have, but with the printing, first print that he had, 1924. Instead of just taking a couple of photos, we were so much in conversation, and then his phone rang and he just had to go. His wife was ready to meet him somewhere in Pretoria. But he gave me his number and I put it in my diary. And it's the only diary that was ever stolen off my desk in my office, ever. Satan worked on that way. There's a diary that I lost the person's number and I never made contact with him. So, I'm asking if there's anybody listening anywhere in the world and you have a 1924, 1923, or even nearer to the 1800s, a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version. Can you make contact with me? If you don't have airtime, you can send me a WhatsApp and I will make contact with you. I need a photo of the front part of that Bible. I trust Jaffa that somewhere we're going to get a very, very old restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version. I just want to read the scripture again. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. But now, it was then, first it was darkly, then face to face. In the times when we grow up in the churches. And now, in part, since my eyes were opened, 16, 17 years ago, 15, 16 years ago. Now I know in part, but I want to tell you something. We are not where we used to be 16 years ago. We have advanced so far. And Satan with a small s, because we don't give him no glory, we don't write his name with a capital S. Satan with a small s is so worried about this ministry that they tried everything in their way to bring this ministry down, especially in the Afrikaans side of it. But Jaffa's in control. And it's not my ministry, it's Jaffa's ministry. We are on the right side, hallelujah. Now he says, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am now, the day that I will die, or in time to come, if Jaffa will provide for us a restoration Bible, which is as old as 1924 or older, as near to the original 1860. And if anybody can help us anywhere in the world, remember, this is Jaffa's ministry. If anybody can guide us to the original manuscript of Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham, where it is available and where we can see it or find it, I would much be obliged. And you know what? You will help to advance the kingdom of Yahushua in this revelation names as you would never have thought. And remember, you then partake in every soul that comes to repentance. Every office, you are partaking in every soul coming to repentance. And the Bible says, there's gladness in heaven every time a soul would come to repentance in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now what does he say here in verse 13? Or I'm just going to read verse 12 in full. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know as also I am known. Hallelujah. What a privilege that Yahweh wants us to be known. We are nothing. We are only the instruments that Yahweh is using. But you know what? If this gospel, this revelation gospel of Yahushua were not real, he would never have provided the evidence, that the hard evidence that we have today, that we obtained, if it wasn't any truth. Satan would never have allowed this. But Yahweh is in control. Till tomorrow morning, if it's far, before we end, pray for this ministry. Share this word. Share this specific video that I'm showing you about this volume of Joseph Thomas. And if you want the photos, send me a WhatsApp to the above information. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.